Open now dictation for Russell, R-U-S-S-E-L-L, Burnell, B-U-R-N-E-L-L, September 5, 64. Address as a letter to Troy, T-R-O-Y, Novak, N-O-V as in Victor, A-K, 583-1914. Dear Mr. Novak, a follow-up for Mr. Burnell with chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, prior bariatric surgery. I have not seen him for the last 2 years. Recent problems of bradycardia, 2 different beta blockers with decreased mental status, medications were adjusted. He denies heart attack. He has also right-sided total hip replacement back in November without complications. Denies the event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TAS stroke seizures. Denies heart abnormalities, except for the medications. Denies vomiting, no dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding. The urinary flow is decreased, but no incontinence, infection, cloudiness, or blood. Other review system is negative. Medication list review, I will highlight the Coric HCTC, Lipitor, takes Norco but not often, no anti-inflammatory agents. On physical exam, weight 317, blood pressure 158/56, repeat by myself 140/58 on the left side. Alert oriented sign 3, no gross respiratory distress, normal oxygenation on room air, pressing heart rate 62, lungs are clear, no consolidation pleural effusion, no arrhythmia, pericardial rapid gallop, no abdominal or back tenderness, no major edema or neurological deficits. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. This is from January. Anemia 9, normal white blood cell platelet, MCB at 90. There is a very low ferritin 27 with an iron saturation 17%, probably from bariatric surgery. Vitamin D 25 at 30. Pressing creatinine 3.1, which is progressive. Normal sodium potassium acid base, normal calcium albumin. Liver function test, not elevated. Present GFR will be in the lower 20s, which is a stage 4. He has 3+ of protein in the urine with negative for blood. No bacteria, no white blood cells. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive chronic kidney disease, presently stage 4. Associated to proteinuria in a morbidly obese person. This likely represents secondary type FSGS, what we call hyperfiltration. He understands that he is progressing into requiring dialysis. I discussed with him the meaning of advanced renal failure. At some point, we will do formal education. He likely is going to need an AV fistula once GFR consistently below 20. We discuss options of dialysis at home, peritoneal hemo, dialysis in center, evaluation for renal transplant. We will monitor chemistries for potassium, acid-base, calcium, phosphorus, nutrition, and PTH. He presently has iron deficiency without external bleeding, likely represented by the after surgery. I would like him to get intravenous iron. We will get insurance approved, and after that, if still below our goal hemoglobin above 10, we will do EPO treatments. He asked if he will be a candidate for Farxiga. Unfortunately, his GFR is below 30. That will not be appropriate. Avoid anti-inflammatory agents. Continue to monitor blood pressure, which is running in the upper side. I did not change present dose of Coric or HCTC. Ideally, he should be on ACE inhibitors or ARBs with careful monitoring of potassium and creatinine. Continue cholesterol management, physical activity, weight reduction. Orthopedic needs to clear him for physical activity as he recently has right-sided hip replacement. Plan to see him back on the next few months, end of dictation.